AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07 here on WMAL this fine Monday morning, and you are starting your day, your week, with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:35, John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun will get the blow-by-blow of Hillary Clinton's appearance in Maryland here for her presidential primary date coming up soon. That'll be fun. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line. And always have maintained it, previous presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee it.
You?
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
That was Chris Wallace talking to the President of the United States, asking about, well, will Hillary get any kind of special political consideration from the Department of Justice? And he says, no, I'm not talking to them. It'll be up the middle. It'll be absolutely up the middle. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, is on the line to talk about this and other things. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Brian.
So when you heard the President say that, what did you read from it?
I thought about the IRS investigation where investigation into the crimes committed at the IRS were blown away by a career civil servant inside the Justice Department, Barbara Bosserman, who gave more than $6,000 to Obama, proving that he doesn't have to interfere because the troops are already there at the Justice Department to do damage when necessary. But the president did say something worth remembering. He backed away from his previous description of Hillary. He didn't reaffirm that she had done no damage to the national security. He just said, whatever happened was not intentional. Well, that's not good enough, and I think it set the stage for some trouble ahead for the secretary because James Comey, the FBI director last week, at a speech said, in response to a question, there is no time limit on his investigation, political or otherwise. It will take as long as it takes to do it properly. That was not good news for her nibs.
Well, and just to pick up on that, here's something the president said about that situation involving classified information and whether or not national security was jeopardized. Listen carefully.
Hillary Clinton was an outstanding Secretary of State. She would never intentionally put America in any kind of jeopardy.
Is there a word in that jumped out at you, Joe DeGeneva?
Yes, intentionally.
Yeah.
And here's the problem for the president. When Hillary Clinton set up the private server at her home in Chappaqua with no encryption and no government email account, she broke the law and she created the intent necessary to violate all of the espionage statutes because she knew from the moment she set up the private server that it would not be protected, it could be hacked, and that it was an improper place to store, handle, and maintain classified information. The establishment of the server was the intent necessary to violate all the laws, and the law professor, now president, is absolutely wrong.
But he chooses his words carefully, Joe DeGeneva.
He
kept saying, you know, there was no intention to do this, and it was careless.
Yes.
Is he sending signals? He claims he doesn't speak with Loretta Lynch about this.
Or James Comey,
but he's sending signals there. He's sort of paving the way, isn't he?
Well, this is what we call command influence in the military. He was definitely trying to influence the people doing the investigation, including Loretta Lynch. The problem is he can't influence James Comey. Whatever Comey decides, you know, I'll be satisfied with, as long as there's a good explanation that goes along with it. But the president was clearly sending a signal because that's what he does. This is what all apparatchiks do in the Ministry of Public Information. They put out little round pieces of information for the underlings to consume and understand. I'm afraid this little message the president sent comes too late. I think that the problem for Hillary is, now the problem is, what crimes are they going to pick?
Really?
Yes.
It's really come down to which crimes are we
going to
pick?
I'm afraid that she's going to be charged, along with all of her staff, with at least misdemeanors.
Well, there you go. Okay, listen, there was one other little tidbit from that interview with Chris Wallace.
What I also know, because I handle a lot of classified information, is that there's classified and then there's classified.
He's making the case that, well, some of this classified stuff is really not all that important.
And you know what? What's interesting about that is the president apparently plays by the rules, though. He gets his classified information in special briefings in a SCIF, a classified information secure room, which is his office in the White House. He gets his information in classified papers that are in a safe or from electronic email that is secure. Mrs. Clinton did none of that. She did everything on her server, on her own, with her own rules, in violation of every known rule involving classified information. This is not even a close case. And if the Department of Justice says it is a close case, it's time to ransack the place.
Yeah, Joe, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in a moment, but there's this story that broke overnight about a U.S. naval officer who's been charged with spying, possibly for China or Taiwan, and he's charged with handing over classified information to a foreign country. I wonder if he says, well, listen, there's classified and then there's classified. Well, will that fly when he's in front of a judge?
No, I don't think that's going to work. And in addition, one of the crimes he's charged with is negligently handling and maintaining and storing classified information, which is at a minimum what the secretary and all of her minions did.
But I'm sure that they say, but he intended to do that. Intention is a big part of that,
and
right?
And they intended to do it as well. When they used the private server, they knew it wouldn't be protected. They knew it wouldn't be encrypted. They knew the classified information would be on the server. They knew it would be compromised. It is exactly the same.
Let me ask you this real fast. You know, the crux of this whole email story really does go back to Benghazi and the fact that we still haven't gotten a clear answer on so many questions.
Yes.
We now learn the State Department has handed over 1,100 records to the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack. Just now, only now are they getting these records. What do you make of this delay?
This is the conspiracy to obstruct the congressional investigation led by Patrick Kennedy, the undersecretary for administration, who is at the heart of all of these things, including Hillary's server, the Obama obstruction of the Benghazi investigation. This is what they have done from the beginning of this administration. This has not been the most transparent administration in history. It has been the most obstructive administration of history in history to the Freedom of Information Act and in response to congressional subpoenas and federal subpoenas from courts. The testimony that's going to be given in these cases now in federal court is going to be actually almost more important than the Hillary grand jury, because it's going to show from day one, with the establishment of the server and the complicity of the State Department hierarchy, they decided that they were going to deny the information from Hillary Clinton's public service to the press, the public, the courts, and the Congress. This will not end well.
All right. Now, also handed over was the Fast and Furious documents. Now, I mean, Chaffetz has been looking for the Fast and Furious documents, and they've claimed executive privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting here that, you know, the Justice Department has fought tooth and nail to keep the investigators from having stuff under a claim of executive privilege, and yet the president says the Department of Justice doesn't act in a political way. The only reason that they got them, by the way, was that a judge ordered them to, saying, no, there's no legitimate claim of executive privilege here.
Yes, this has been about delay. From day one, this administration has used the courts and delay and obstruction to prevent the release of information to the public. Again, the most obstructionist administration in the last 50 years of our government. This was an irresponsible, frivolous, vexatious claim of executive privilege by the administration, which is running now the most political Department of Justice in the last 50 years. This bizarre claim of executive privilege in Fast and Furious has been laid bare by a federal court. Every federal judge who is now ruling on resistance to release of information by this administration is ruling against the administration. This is judge number four in the last 30 days.
That's right.
Federal judge number four who has said, you're all full of it in the administration. Turn over the documents.
Well, we'll leave it there, Joe DeGenova.
Joe, we really
appreciate you so much.
Vexatious. Care, vexatious is the word of the day, boys and girls.
Vexatious.
Use vexatious
That's
in
right.
a sentence.
I will. I'll try to do that in just the next few minutes.
Thank you, Joe.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. The crash is going to be after 123 and now on the left shoulder. So nothing remains blocked, but still a distraction. And also in Manassas, vexatious, this crash on 28 northbound is going to be slowing us as we head up to the Beltway. Also 234 Sudley Road, north of Ballsford Road, prior to 66 for the crash. We'll get around the Beltway now, and it's just been about the stop and go through Annandale and heading over toward I-66. I have nothing reported in the way, and a lot of this commute dealing with some wet pavement, so that's a little bit tricky. For 270 volume, trying to get out of Dickerson, the crash is on 28 Darnestown Road southbound before you get to the exit for 109. Maryland on 95 between 216 and 32, the crash gone, but I'm still seeing delays in each direction, so plan for the extra time there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The vexatious game is strong with Jamie.
That's right.
That was well done.
That was well
You're
played there, Jamie.
You heard,
yeah,
eh?
We pay attention. We pay attention. And by the way, the weather forecast is also vexatious.
Quite vexatious.
That's right. Some rain this morning, clearing later. Windy today, and you know the wind can be vexatious. Tonight, though, it starts to rain late tonight, and it will rain all day tomorrow, pretty much. High tomorrow will be around 60. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by ARS.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Causing vexation intended to harass, full of disorder or stress. Vexatious. Sounds like the Chris Plant Show.
That's right.
All right, should Barack Obama go and visit Hiroshima? 888-630-9625. Should the President of the United States be the unprecedented, history-making, first-time-ever president to visit the ground zero there at Hiroshima and no doubt apologize in his own special way?
That's what he does.
Do you think that the president should do this? Is it time now, 70 years on, for the president to visit Hiroshima and make some sort of big peace statement there? 888-630-WMAL. Personally, I think that by bringing Japan back out of the Stone Age from whence they were before and during World War II, bringing them into the world, bringing them a democracy and a parliamentary system where the people have a voice, and bringing their economy up to world standards, I think we did plenty to help that country out. We don't need to go there and do some sort of hand-wringing show. But that's just my opinion.
Well, look, it would not surprise me that this is the plan. But it would be wrong because, I mean, anybody who has studied that time period has, I think, ultimately, most historians have come to the conclusion that it was an action that saved lives long-term, American lives.
By the way, Democrat Harry Truman is the one who made the decision. Of course, the plan to create the bomb was formulated by another Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He, of course, would be the same president that took American citizens of Japanese descent and put them in detention camps. But, these are Democratic heroes. Meanwhile, the reason that we're asking the question is because it's in the news right now. John Kerry was in Japan, and this morning, as we were sleeping, it's already Monday evening over there.
Right.
But Monday morning, John Kerry went to Hiroshima, paid respects, and the president will be there with the G7 summit coming up in just about 5 weeks, I believe. And the suggestion is that he will, in fact, visit Hiroshima and in some way offer some sort of message of condolence. Other stuff going on over in Asia. Pacific Rim news we're bringing you right now. A little bit of news from the Pacific Rim.
Who would imagine that would have that much of it to talk about?
High-ranking North Korean intelligence officer has defected to South Korea. Now, apparently this happened months ago, and Seoul kept it under wraps, but now they're revealing that this has happened. And he is from the intelligence agencies there in North Korea. So he's a colonel.
Yeah.
He probably knows where some bodies are.
He
buried.
Literally knows some stuff, yeah. So that's a help.
That could be very interesting. And also, we just alluded to this when we spoke with Joe DeGeneva, but you will hear about it as your day goes on. Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin of the U.S. Navy. He was born in Taiwan, later became a naturalized U.S. citizen. He is under arrest, charged with spying. Now, according to sources that understand this case, they have not been able to reveal to the journalists covering this case for Reuters exactly what country he was spying on behalf. It's possibly China or Taiwan. Taiwan, by the way, an ally of ours. But reading from the Reuters story, it accused him twice of communicating secret information and three times of attempting to do so to a representative of a foreign government with intent or reason to believe it would be used to the advantage of a foreign nation. The U.S. officials said both China and Taiwan were possible, but stressed the investigation was still going on. So how about that? But by the way, this sort of as the reason that we brought this up with Joe DeGeneva was this sheds a little bit of light on the investigation of Hillary Clinton, because this person is accused of many of the things. Now, certainly Hillary Clinton has not been accused of deliberately passing information
on to other
countries.
But indirectly, if her server was hacked, yes, that indeed probably happened.
Yeah. Hey, real fast, let's hit this Hiroshima question. Jim in Goldmain, you're on WMAL. Go, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I don't think Barack Obama should go to Japan. He can't possibly accomplish anything either for them or for us while he's on his visit there. everything he does is impotent. So, you know, all he's doing is wasting our taxpayer money to cover the cost of the trip.
Well, he's going to go. The question is, should he go to Hiroshima, president has ever done? Doug in Maryland, real fast, Doug, you're on WMAL.
Well, the Japanese manually murdered more people in Nanjing than we killed at Hiroshima. And Hiroshima saved a lot of lives because we didn't have to invade and sort of fight, you know, destroy the country to finally conquer it.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. But of course, nuclear opponents will just say, well, it's an atomic bomb, and so we should apologize for using that one devastating weapon. It would have been okay, I guess, to send, you know, sortie after sortie after sortie and kill just as many people, but because we used an atomic bomb, that demands an apology.
Do you think that they would have used it against us had they had it?
Absolutely.
In a
second.
It's 722.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You know, one of the dangerous, disgusting jobs you have to do as a homeowner is clean out those gutters several times a year. You have to get up on that ladder, and we know that when you get up on a ladder, well, dangerous things happen. You can fall, you can hurt yourself, you go to the emergency room. What are you thinking about getting up on the ladder at your age? Come on, you know better than that. What you need to do is get the LeafGuard system for your house, because LeafGuard is a clog-free, one-piece, covered aluminum gutter system that lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It's one of the nicest-looking systems. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free, which means you never, ever have to climb that ladder again to clean your gutters. It's backed by Belden Home Solutions. They've been in business some 70 years. It has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, the only one-piece clog-free gutters to carry the good housekeeping seal of approval, and a two-year money-back guarantee. This month, get up to $500 from LeafGuard for your old, ugly gutters. They'll even haul them off for you. Special financing available for qualified buyers. For your complimentary gutter inspection, 703-822-5533, 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
It is 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Daniel Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, D.C., over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the westbound freeway. We're bunching up with delays now coming off of 295. Also leaving the Beltway 295 in delays, passing the Naval Research Lab with lanes reported open. Wilson Bridge backups almost near Route 5. Now, earlier this morning, the Maryland Beltway crash, outer loop near 50, the John Hanson Highway, it's been cleared for a while. It's giving us lingering delays, and now it looks like in the backups, we're going to have an accident outer loop near 202. So just keep alert in that stretch. 270, volume, lots of it. We're in our Monday morning thick commute here out of Dickerson. Southbound 28, Darnestown Road, the crash before 109, slowing. 66 eastbound, okay, tow truck's on the scene of this crash. Eastbound before you get to the Beltway after 123. It's all confined to the left shoulder, but a lot to check out. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain early on today. We'll work in a little clearing later. Gets windy at times. We'll top out around 70. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, the clouds build back in. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Steady rain early Tuesday. Showers for the afternoon, high 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees, 727.
The blossoms on the trees stir up the honeybees. spring makes my fever rise.
Do you know, I used to be a police reporter. I used to cover the cop shop. That's what we called it. Go down to the police station. I got to go down to the cop shop, see what's going on, find out what's happening. And occasionally when you go to the cop shop, you'll find they issue an all-points bulletin, an APB. And Montgomery County Police have done that. On Friday, they issued the following all-points bulletin. Concern for missing season. Detectives from the Montgomery County Police Department asking for the public's help to locate Spring. Spring was last seen leaving Maryland last year as summer arrived. Spring had well-known plans to return to Maryland at this time this year, but has not yet been seen. The Montgomery County Police Department has checked with local law enforcement agencies in other parts of the country who have also not seen Spring this year. Spring is described as the time of year between winter and summer. She sometimes goes by the name of springtime or vernal season. She is known to bring warmer temperatures with occasional April showers that help bring May flowers. So, and by the way, they're right. Where is Spring? I mean, it's like April thinks it's March.
Maybe they need a, instead of a speed camera, they need a spring camera.
Oh, yeah.
To catch spring in the act
now,
as
listen,
it arrives.
I can tell you that spring had not yet sprung on Sunday morning when I was out on the soccer fields at 28 degrees watching number one daughter play soccer.
Really? Yeah. Did you have to wear gym shorts and run
she
around?
She had
to.
Well, they were moving. They got lots of...
You could have moved. Is there a reason why you can't jog up and down the sidelines there?
Well, yes, there is.
What's that?
Because I don't like to.
Maybe spring is just being protected by Montgomery County sanctuary city policies.
Oh, that's
spring could very well be illegally in the country by crossing the border because it does get warmer down south in Latin America first.
Okay.
And so spring is protected now.
I see.
That's why the police can't do anything about it.
They can't.
It's a sanctuary.
They can't
county.
Find it.
That's right.
It's a sanctuary season.
Yeah.
728.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
A North Carolina transgender bathroom bill is being compared to a civil rights battles of the 60s. Is that insulting or is it an apt comparison? We'll talk about it. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 15 former presidents of the American Bar Association are joining the push to urge Senate Republicans to consider President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. In a letter to Senate leaders, those 15 lawyers argue that the GOP blockade is injecting politics into the courts and that, quote, materially hampers the effective operation of the judiciary. Donald Trump is blasting the way the country chooses its presidential nominees.
Donald Trump back on the campaign trail in New York after spending 4 days laying low.
We've got to have a system where voting means something. Doesn't it have to mean something?
Criticizing the delegate system after a string of losses in state battles dominated by Ted Cruz's campaign organization. And issuing a warning to the Republican National Committee.
You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on.
Trump's top advisor, Paul Manafort, echoing his boss's concerns, alleging that the Cruz campaign is threatening Trump's delegates.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. In a rare appearance on Fox News Sunday, President Obama defended Hillary Clinton's handling of the emails while she was Secretary of State.
This interview was interesting on several fronts. Of course, this Clinton email issue doesn't come up a lot on the Democratic side of this fight, but certainly Republicans are bringing it up and will continue to do so. So we heard the president defend her while also acknowledging a bit of carelessness on her part when it came to how she managed those emails.
I continue to believe
that she has not jeopardized America's national security.
So stopping short of a full-throated endorsement there, but also suggesting that he doesn't see this email issue as in any way disqualifying.
Correspondent Athena Jones. A domestic issue last night is what resulted in the arrest of the Anne Arundel County Sheriff. Police say Ronald Bateman is now facing a misdemeanor charge of second-degree assault. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,577, the NASDAQ at 48,51. Sports, the Nats get their first home win. The O's stay unbeaten. The Wizards beat Charlotte. The Caps end the regular season with a loss. And Danny Willett wins the Masters. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy on this rush hour and wet pavement, so extra time needed for everybody. 66 eastbound as you come up to the Beltway. Looks like the second tow truck is just about getting ready to leave. Eastbound after 123, prior to the Beltway. That crash confined to the left shoulder, but everyone slow as you make your travels through Manassas Centerville and working up toward that point. Leaving Gainesville, 29 Battlefield. Obviously, that's going to pick up the delays here coming past 234. On 234 Sudley Road, south of 66 and north of Ballsford Road for the crash with extra delays. On the 395 ride, it's just been about the volume and across the 14th Street Bridge. The westbound freeway, though, near the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash reported. Delays off of 295 to get over the inbound 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway to this crash. Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up each direction in Laurel, and now as you come through Greenbelt, It looks like northbound will be slow, leaving the Beltway. May have an incident just north of 193. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies, rain early on, little clearing later. Gets windy. We get up to around 70. Winds up 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Burke, 45 in Frederick, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by BNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk to John Fritz with the Baltimore Sun. Hillary was in the Free State. We'll talk about that appearance. It's all coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert with just 48 hours notice. It was supposed to happen in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was supposed to happen Sunday. He announced Friday that he was not going to North Carolina to perform his concert because of a law that was passed that many people are saying is some sort of line of demarcation for bigotry against the LGBTQ LMNOP community. Let's get into that in a moment. But first, this whole suggestion that what North Carolina did, which was say that, no, if you were born a man and you still have boy parts, you have to go to the boys' room. And if you were born a woman and you still have girl parts, you need to go to the girls' room. To suggest that having that law is in some way akin to, you know, keeping Rosa Parks on the back of the bus and keeping black customers from a cafe counter in North Carolina, by the way, where that happened. Isn't that insulting to the civil rights movement of the 60s and African-Americans who struggled so hard? I don't quite understand those analogies, but I'll see. I'm looking at it right now. New York Times, here's the headline, Transgender Law Makes North Carolina Pioneer in Bigotry. And they go on to talk about how this is all about bigotry. Well, you know, bigotry is a very specific term, and when you link North Carolina and bigoted laws into one headline, you're obviously drawing analogies back to the civil rights movement. And I wonder if you think that it is insulting or if you think that this is a fair comparison. 888-630-9625. Rosa Parks isn't allowed to sit in the front of the bus, and a man who dresses as a woman is not allowed to use the woman's room. Are those equivalent in your mind? 888-630 WMAO.
Well, it is fair to bring this into the discussion about civil rights, because the reason the bill was passed in the first place was that in Charlotte they passed a civil rights ordinance that allowed this and allowed people who are men to go into women's restrooms, etc. And they said, you know, it's a civil rights matter. And so the state came in and said, no, we beg to differ, and we're going to override your state authority, I mean your city authority there. So it is a civil rights matter. It is being viewed within that lens. And I don't think there's any moral equivalency whatsoever. And here's another question. I mean, is it so far outside of mainstream thought that a person who was born anatomically a man should be required to go to the men's restroom, and that a person who was born anatomically as a woman should be required to go to the women's restroom? Is that such a bizarre concept? And is that outside mainstream thought? I don't think so. And to suggest that this has some moral equivalency with the civil rights movement of the 60s is outrageous. There is absolutely no comparison between the two. I mean, we're talking about, you know, here we're talking about whether or not men should be able to go into the women's restroom. Back in the civil rights movement, we were talking about whether, you know, blacks and whites should go to separate restrooms.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff we were dealing with.
So listen,
so much different.
I think North Carolina has every right to do what they're doing. But let me be devil's advocate just for a moment. I'm showing you a picture, Brian Wilson, of James Sheffield. Do you see James right there?
I do.
He
looks like a Bubba.
Looks like a Bubba. He's got his camo hat on. He's got his red beard and mustache there, and he's looking kind of angry at the camera, right? Mm. James Sheffield tweeted out with that picture that I just showed you. It's now the law for me to share a restroom with your wife, because James Sheffield is born a woman. James Sheffield has female parts.
Mm.
I'll show you the picture again, and we'll post it up over on our Facebook page. That looks like a man. And so I understand this is not necessarily just a black and white issue. Again, I think that North Carolina has every right to do what they did, and I don't think that it is bigotry. I think this is an incredibly complicated issue. And by the way, for men who, for one reason or another, feel like they are misidentified as a man and they choose to live life as a woman. Well, when they're dressed as a woman and going through life as a woman and they end up going to a men's room in a bar or wherever, they're often faced with violence, and that's why they're wanting this protection. I think that there is some sort of solution here. I don't think it's necessarily black and white, but to compare it to Rosa Parks is outrageous. Let's take your calls. Matt in Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. Hello. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Self-identifying gender is a false premise. It's moral relativism and relativity all rolled into one. North Carolina is taking the steps toward sanity, and I'm glad they've done it.
All right, Matt, thank you for that. We're asking about the comparison to the civil rights movement of the 60s, as many people are attempting to do, and we wonder if you think that's correct. Dawn in Fairfax, you're on WMAL. Go, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Yeah, I agree with your last caller. That's completely lacking of common sense to think that somewhere is not going to take advantage of this and, like, go into the little girl's room for things other than using the little girl's room.
Well, yeah, and in fact, in a moment, I'll tell you some stories about some sexual assault victims who have spoken out about this and written about it and said, listen, ladies' room needs to be a safe place for women. And they explain how they've been assaulted in women's room before. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And by the way, some of the hatred that's being thrown at those women, those sexual assault women who who are speaking out about this. We'll tell you that and take more of your calls in a moment at 7:43.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. All you need to do is drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know, I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I decided I'm going to check them out myself. And after visiting the office, I can confidently say that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry isn't a class all by themselves. You know, they provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. And they really walk you through your visit every step of the way. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, or if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, here's what you do, and it's simple. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, and smile.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
7:45, more of your calls straight ahead. Right now it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, thanks Brian. Sorry, it's turning into a tough ride here. Southbound 270, the crash now is after 109, and that's what's really giving us the extra pressure. So coming out of Frederick, almost a continuous backup off of 15 and 70. So plan for that, and also you expect 355. We'll pick up some of that bailout traffic as well. You can get through, but we are narrowed down. 270 after 109 to just the one lane. Now, let's get you around the Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring. Pretty normal backups there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's hung up in each direction, heading through Laurel and again in through Greenbelt. On New Hampshire Avenue, this will be between 29 Colesville Road and the Beltway. Have a crash on New Hampshire Avenue just right near Lockwood Drive. So heading through Hillendale, that will affect you. 66 eastbound crash is gone prior to the Beltway. We're trying to recover there. And the Beltway is starting to slow down from the toll road to make your trip on toward the George Washington Parkway. Northbound side of the GW Parkway also slowed Beltway to the American Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies, rain early on, a little clearing later. It gets windy. We get up to around 70. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Belvoir Federal Credit Union.
House hunting? Belvoir Federal Credit Union will pay up to $1,500 towards your closing cost. Visit BelvoirCreditUnion.org for details. Equal housing lender.
Talking about this law in North Carolina, how many people in Hollywood, entertainment, business, government are boycotting any travel to North Carolina. The North Carolina law states simply that if you're born a man and you still retain boy parts, you go to the boys' room. Girls, same for the girls' room. By the way, there's also a huge part of this law that increases funding for schools to have non-gender-specific restrooms and facilities. So if you are a person who is in this situation, you can use the kind of mixed-purpose use restroom if necessary, since you are identifying in a mixed-purpose use kind of way. Dick in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. We're asking if it's fair for the New York Times to compare this to bigotry of North Carolina's civil rights days.
I have 2 points. The word bigotry to this is inappropriate. It's a racial term. Got to find a new word for this. The other thing is, if you're born a male and you have female parts, you can't go into a woman's bathroom. That's the most abused potential. That you'll have sickies, you know, going in there pretending they have female parts, and you can't have that. It's impossible to have that kind of system.
Yeah, thank you.
It has to be a separate death.
Thank you. Kelsey Harkness over at the Daily Signal has a great story about sexual assault victims who are speaking out against these transgender bathroom policies. They're saying that they found themselves victims of abuse in restrooms. And men will – I'm sorry – if you are sick and depraved enough to abuse a little child, you will come up with whatever angle and whatever way you can to perpetrate that abuse. And people, opponents say that that's a boogeyman and it's you're raising hysteria about transgender. But no one's saying that a transgender person is a child molester.
No.
What we're saying is a child molester will take advantage of these laws to get after little children.
Yeah, that's one of the great concerns.
Well, but they'll say, oh, no, you're saying the transgender people are child molesters. No, we're not saying that.
Dwayne in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Dwayne.
How are you doing this morning?
What do you think, Dwayne?
I think it's totally wrong. I mean, you can't compare the two. I mean, the struggle as far as civil rights go was totally different. I mean, they're trying to ride, they're trying to piggyback it and say, you know, that they're going through the same thing, but they're not even going through close to the same thing. They wasn't getting killed for learning how to read. Their parents wasn't raped and murdered in front of them for no reason and stuff like that. I mean, it's a whole different subject. And as far as that goes, a man followed my daughter into the restroom one time. She told me about it after it happened. But if it hadn't been for the fact she could actually hold the door shut, he would have probably got to her.
Wow.
She was able to hold the stall door shut. So that doesn't work for me in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thanks for sharing your story, and we both agree with you. I think to use this and say it's just like Rosa Parks on the bus or people at a lunch counter in North Carolina is absolutely demeaning and insulting to the civil rights struggle.
It is now 7:50.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment, getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You'll agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home, guaranteed. It's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So, call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security. To reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland, USA, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, they've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my Boys of Summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Time to check in on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Stocks are set to rise today, in part because crude oil is falling again, down to $39.50 a barrel. The new earnings season unofficially kicks off after the closing bell, with the aluminum giant Alcoa reporting its first quarter results. Later in the week, some of the nation's biggest banks will post their latest quarterly results. Analysts are already predicting a bad year for banks. No new economic data today, but later this week we'll get the latest reading on inflation, something closely watched by the Federal Reserve, as well as retail sales for March, which should be higher. The House returns from its Easter recess today, and Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew will discuss America's leadership in the global economy at the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruperelli of the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruperelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on 270 southbound. Struggle is to get by the crash blocking the left lane here 2 moments ago. Southbound 270 after the exit for 109. Then you'll have a little bit of a break. Slowing again, Germantown heading down through to Rockville. Now, I've been talking about this crash for, it seems like, most of the rush hour. And what police tell me the latest, if you're heading out of Dickerson and you normally take 28 Darnestown Road, the crash, it was a single car into a utility pole. They're closing 28 in each direction. They tell me until about noon, so that will not work for you. Follow police direction in the detour. 28 north of 109 closed. And to Virginia we go on to Ashburn. Earlier crash, Belmont Ridge Road north of Evergreen Mills Road cleared. Westbound in the district on the southeast Southwest Freeway after the 11th. If you come over the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where crews were dealing with the crash. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Kickstart spring with $300 off per window and $350 off per door. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the early rain. We'll see a little clearing later, and it gets windy. We top out around 70. Winds out of the south at 30 miles per hour. Clouds build in tonight. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 757.
Divorce can be a traumatic experience. I'm pro football legend Barry Sanders, and when I was facing my divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. The family law attorneys of Cordell and Cordell have made it their mission to preserve the roles of dads in their children's lives. I met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys. I sat down with their clients and heard their stories. I know that Cordell and Cordell's priority is to protect and promote men's financial and family interests in all stages of divorce. Don't face this process alone. Consider Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it out for this year yet? Chris Plant here to tell you that the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team to get out of their resort isn't because they don't like it. It's not even because their maintenance fees went up. It's because either their lifestyles have changed and they've been unable to use it every year, or the resort fills up so quickly they can't book where and when they want. If that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to the consumer protection company that I trust, Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team doesn't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. They negotiate with the resorts and get you out safely and legitimately. With offices right here in Tyson's Corner and Towson, you'll sit down with your personal client advisor for a free consultation. If you decide you want out, they have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Coming up on WMAL.
Actress Kate Hudson says she hates doing math homework with her kids, and sometimes she hides from them in her own house. Is she alone?
Also, we'll talk to a reporter from the Baltimore Sun who was there when Hillary spoke yesterday. Hillary had some interesting things to say about the city of Baltimore, and we'll talk about it coming up. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. With most of the presidential campaign focused on New York, which votes a week from tomorrow, Ted Cruz seems to be winning the political ground game in several other states.
The weekend's big political story took place not at a ballot box, but at the Republican Party state convention in Colorado. Ted Cruz walked away with all the state's pledged delegates to the convention in July. He's been upfront about his strategy to get the nomination.
It's going to be a battle in Cleveland to see who can earn a majority of the delegates.
Cruz's strength in the delegate game has also helped him in Louisiana, Tennessee, and North Dakota. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, went to three African-American churches in New York yesterday before coming to Charm City.
Hello, Baltimore!
Hillary Clinton came prepared with knowledge about the city where the death of Freddie Gray set off a night of riots and upped racial tensions a year ago. She mentioned the poverty-stricken areas hardest hit.
I will direct hundreds of billions of dollars in new investments to places like West and East Baltimore.
Though there is a Republican governor, Maryland tends to be one of the most liberal states in the country. And because the state leans so blue, 118 Democratic delegates are at stake here April 26th. Bob Costantini, Baltimore.
15 former presidents of the American Bar Association are now calling on Senate Republicans to stop blocking President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. The Anne Arundel County Sheriff is facing a misdemeanor assault charge this morning after being arrested last night at his home. Sheriff Ronald Bateman was taken into custody following what county police are calling a domestic issue. It happened around 7:30, and the incident's still under investigation. Bateman's been Anne Arundel County Sheriff since 2006. Maryland lawmakers are heading into the final day of their session with some high-profile bills still unresolved, including an overhaul of the state's criminal justice system.
If we can use our public safety dollars better, then that's the kind of thing that everybody seems to agree on.
Delegate Kathleen Dumay worked through the weekend on a compromise measure on her bill to end mandatory minimum sentences for low-level drug offenders.
It's a health issue, and we have to look at it a little more through that prism.
The bill also provides funds for treatment programs using the money the state saves.
That can then be used for drug treatment, mental health treatment.
It also increases the sentence for second-degree murder as part of a compromise with the governor's office. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Street Smart public safety campaign gets underway today with the aim of encouraging pedestrians, drivers, and cyclists to all obey traffic laws.
Keeping the roads safe is everyone's responsibility, according to Montgomery County's Pedestrian Safety Coordinator, Jeff Dunkel.
Drivers need to be looking out for pedestrians. And pedestrians, you know, need to be looking out for the drivers.
Counties throughout the region are sending out extra police patrols during this month's campaign to ticket people who aren't following the rules.
We've been increasing the number of citations we've been giving to drivers because in Montgomery County, we found that 60%, nearly 60% of all collisions that the drivers are at fault.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,577, the Nasdaq at 48,51. Sports, the Nationals beat the Marlins, the O's beat the Rays to go to 5-0. The Caps lose to Anaheim to end the regular season, the Wizards win, and Danny Willett comes from behind to win the Masters. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
Thrilled to be with you.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store and co-host of the Mutual Fund Show, heard here every Saturday. This past week on the show, I talked about the ways to reach your retirement goals. You know, for most people, over their investing lifetime, they'll jump from advisor to advisor, from strategy to strategy, investment to investment, still looking for that one thing that will help them. Meanwhile, what they could have done is have an investment plan with a little balance. If you're looking for that kind of strategy, the thing that's going to get you from where you are now to where you want to be financially, I'm going to make it really easy. All you have to do is go to MutualFundStore.com, click on the free portfolio review button, and you'll get an analysis of your current investments as well as our recommendations for the future. Absolutely free, but this expires close of business on Monday. MutualFundStore.com, click on the free portfolio review button. Maybe you'll get a little peace of mind.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, heading through Hillendale. If you take New Hampshire Avenue, if you're coming south from, say, 29 Columbia Pike, jam trying to get through White Oak. The accident's going to be before you get to Powder Mill Road, and we had the left lane blocked in each direction. Also, 212, I'm seeing delays this morning through southbound past Cherry Hill Road, Beltway College Park to Silver Spring. Normal backups there. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound and Laurel slow. Northbound delays are now continuous as you come from the Beltway through Greenbelt past 197 toward 198. That's where we had the report of the crash, and it looks like it's there. For 270, southbound. South of 109, the accident had been blocking the left lane. out of Dickerson, still blocked, and it will be for some time. They say to about noon. 28 Darnstown Road closed just north of 109. Had a car that hit a utility pole. Virginia, 66. Almost back to Gainesville. So plan for the heavy volume. Continuing up through to the Beltway. The crash between 123 and the Beltway is now gone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the early rain. We'll see a little clearing later on. Windy at times, gust to 30 miles per hour. We'll top out around 70. Increasing clouds tonight, chance for late night showers, low 57. And then a steady rain early tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, high 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Vienna, 45 in Olney, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. The Ted Cruz weekend in Colorado gives fresh evidence that Donald Trump's campaign is still scrambling. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9
FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk to John Fritz with the Baltimore Sun. Talk about Hillary's visit to the Free State and some of the things that she said that raised an eyebrow or two, at least when we heard them this morning. We'll talk about that coming up. It's now 8:07. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Sometimes I run.
Kate Hudson giving an interview to InStyle magazine for this upcoming May cover issue. She says, sometimes I feel like I should win Best Mom of the Day award. And some days I find myself doing strange things that I don't have any real purpose in faraway corners in my house. And I realize I am literally and deliberately hiding from my children. And I thank the good folks at Daily Caller, Caitlin Collins, for bringing this to our attention. This is hilarious that this mother is hiding from her own children in her own home. Do you find yourself doing that just so you can have your little alone time? You just sort of, you know, and you hear them calling and you just ignore. You hear them calling you and you're just going to wait until they actually come and get you and drag you out of your bed or out of the corner of the house that you're hiding in. Everyone needs a little time away. Do you hide from your kids? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. I wouldn't go that far. I don't hide from my kids, but I do need my alone time once in a while. However, this really stuck out to me. She continues, I help my kids with their homework, but I also get bored doing it. I'll sit and listen to my children pontificate and discuss their ideas till the day is long because it warms my heart. But I really don't want to do math. I'm going to say it. I'd prefer to watch The Bachelor rather than do fractions and divisions. And let's just take the math equation out of it for a moment, if I may use a pun. Homework in general. Where was it written suddenly that parents have to sit down with their kids every night and do their homework with them? I've talked to other parents, and this is what they do. This is part of the routine. They get home from school, okay, what kind of homework do you have? Well, let's go through it. What? No, I mean, listen, I'm there if my kids have a question about their homework. And hopefully I can answer. Oftentimes I cannot. But do you actually sit and do your kids' homework with them or observe them while they do their homework? I think that's overkill. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Even when I was homeschooling, Brian, we were pretty hands-off. I mean, the whole idea of homeschooling is you teach your kids how to learn. And, you know, often,
that's right.
Oftentimes you'll lay out the book and they say, okay, here are the basics, here's the premise, you know, and now read this and go through this and let's see your work. And if you have a question on how to do the work, let me know. And then you go. And you don't spend all of this time laboriously going over every single thing. I don't understand parents who do their homework with their kids, and I do absolutely understand parents who hide from their children so they can have a little quiet time. 888-630-WMAL.
Look, I mean, I love spending time with my daughter, she whose name cannot be mentioned here by previous agreement with her. She probably made me promise. But anyway, I actually enjoy spending time with her. But look, when it comes to the math thing, I completely identify. I mean, you know, look, I spent the bulk of my career in the realm of words. Words I can do to the cows come home. I can write and I can talk and I can converse and I can use words effectively. Numbers are a challenge for me and have been since I was a very, very small child. In fact, you find actually a lot of people in journalism actually have this problem. When I worked at Fox, I always said, look, this story has some numbers in it. Please, somebody who knows how to do math, please double check my math on this because I always make mistakes. I mean, I am horrible with it. And so, you know, one day, I think my daughter, who's now in high school, was in the fourth grade. And she came to me with some help that she needed with the math. And I said, oh, sure, honey, I'd be glad to help you. And I looked at it, and I just shook my head. I said, dear.
What are you guys doing, building an atomic bomb there in your high school?
I said, dear, I'm afraid I am not going to be able to help you with this. You have already exceeded my ability to do math. I mean, I couldn't do math on fourth grade level. That's embarrassing,
fourth
but it's
grade?
True.
Wow,
well, I mean, but it's different than the math that we learned.
Well, maybe, wait, fourth grade? Is it? Maybe it's because it's Common Core stuff and the way they have them go about the program.
There was already some algebra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do basic algebra. But my kids are doing, like, trig right now, and that's just way out of control.
I sat down one day and looked over my daughter's shoulder while she was doing some math homework, and it was like, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher. I mean, it just did blah, 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 blah. It's a bunch of numbers and squiggles. It means nothing to me.
What do you think of a parent who admits this, though? I always find it very interesting that parents tend to overshare on Facebook and social media. Here's Kate Hudson giving an interview, and she's admitting, number one, that she'd rather watch The Bachelor than do math homework with her kids. Number two, that she finds herself doing stuff in her house specifically to hide from her own children in her house. Does this make her a bad mom? Does it make her brutally honest? She should just keep it to herself. And with regard to the homework, I find it amazing that some people actually put homework equations. They'll take a picture on their phone because they can't do that. Like you, Brian, you're having problems with your child's math. You take a picture of it, post it on Facebook, and say, can someone help me with this? You know, my darling sweet snowflake has trouble with this math problem, and I can't help her. Please help me. Well, they're not getting it. The whole point of doing homework is to let the kids get better at what they're supposed to be doing. And if they don't know how to do it, then they need to let the teacher know that, not get some answer from some random Uncle Charlie on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I believe that you got to learn to figure it out, or go back and say, "I'm sorry, I need some help."
Yeah,
but on some things I can help her, but the vast majority of things, it's way above.
What do you make of parents who overshare all of this information that pretty much makes them look pretty bad too? I mean, for her to say that I hide from my own children at her house, I'm sure she's being funny. But if you're the kid and you read that, you know, a few years from now, Googling your mother, how does that make you feel? Well, is she a bad mom? This Kate Hudson actor. Is here who's saying this. 888-630-WMAL. Pedro in Leesburg, your first up on WMAL. Hola, Pedro.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thanks.
I got two boys, and when they were first starting out in grade school, I would work with them quite a bit to ensure that they understood the exercises and the homework. The big key was comprehension. And once they got that, they're both in high school now, they very rarely come to me for questions and homework, math, or anything else like that. And they're both close to honor roll students. Every now and then they get a C.
Uh-huh.
And the second point I want to make is, if you want to hide from your kids, based on my current two boys' age, do chores around the house. They will avoid you like the plague. They don't want to bother you, yard work, and all that other stuff.
There
you
go.
Get all the alone time you want.
Hey, guys, if you need me, I'll be in the garage cleaning it out, and then you never see him again. That's awesome, Pedro. Good idea. All right, we got some moms chiming in here, too. Ladies, stay on the line. What about you? What do you think of Kate Hudson admitting that she hides from her own children in her own house just so she can have a little me time? And this whole idea of parents doing homework with their kids, what is the deal? 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, 8:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hudson. Indeed, Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You may have said this already, but how big is her house?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it is Kate Hudson, so I think she has room to hide. Yeah.
I mean, I can't find a place to hide in my house. All right, here we go. Maryland on 270 out of Frederick. Big time delays. Crash south of 109 was blocking the left lane. You get relief after that, but just until you get past Gaithersburg, and then you'll hit it slow again. It's been a tough rush hour with the wet pavement around the region, so everyone heavier than normal out of College Park into Silver Spring. 29 as you're pushing through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Part of the problem getting through White Oak is that New Hampshire Avenue is jammed. It's now going to be a continuous backup before you even get to 29. To get past Lockwood Drive, pushing down toward Powder Mill Road, the scene of the crash that was blocking the left lane in each direction. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the incident was northbound north of 197. Those are big delays there. In the district, westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash left side. They just cleared that. And 66 out of Manassas toward the Beltway with the heavy delays, but the crash before you get to the Beltway, that's been completely cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for some rain early, but clearing as the day progresses. The major weather feature today will be wind, 20 to 30 miles an hour out of the south. So the high today will be around 70 nonetheless. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance for late night showers, 57. Tomorrow, it's going to rain pretty much all day long, a high of 60. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday looking like pretty nice days with temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by ARS.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Kate Hudson says that she hides from her own children in her house. She loves being a parent, but sometimes she needs alone time. She also said that she's so happy to be on this book tour right now. She says, I'm so happy to have some time to myself. And excited to have this experience. Time to myself. By the way, it should be pointed out, the father of Kate Hudson's children is from Chris Robinson, who she married in 2000 and divorced in 2007. She then was a girlfriend, partner of Matthew Bellamy. Matthew Bellamy is the front man for the band Muse, but they broke up in 2014. I'm not seeing anywhere in here that she is married or has any significant other. So she gets her alone time now on her book tour. And one asks, as she's out there talking about her motherhood and what a great mom she is and all of those things, who's watching her children right now?
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, she's on her book tour having her alone time. I don't want to judge. You know, I have a outside-the-box parenting situation myself, but I do go out of my way to see my kids as much as I possibly can. Maggie in Round Hill, you're next up on WMAL, about this homework thing, Maggie.
Maggie, what do you think?
Good morning, gentlemen. So my daughter is in public school, and while she was in elementary school, she's now in middle school, but while she was in elementary school, I wanted to make sure that she got a good foundation and understood, especially the math. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, with core curriculum, there were times when I was crying right beside her trying to figure this out. So she needed some basics. And, you know, my parents never checked my homework, and I developed really horrible study habits. I can proudly say that my daughter, because I went over her homework with her in elementary school, now she's got fantastic study habits. I don't even have to check in with her. I just ask her, have you got your homework done? She's like, yep, I got it done, and everything's
good for
on
you.
The right track.
That's great, Maggie. And yet it's great when your kids turn the corner, especially on math like that, and then they start to excel. That's what happened with my oldest daughter. I want to stay on this homework thing. I do want to get to this whole getting your alone time from your kids in a moment here. But Erica in Waldorf has something to say about the homework thing. Erica, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Erica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
My son is in high school, and he was having problems with math, and I told him to go to the teacher because I couldn't help him. And the teacher actually told him if he needed help, extra help, to go to the Internet.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, and I was furious. I'm like, why are you being paid as a teacher if you're not there to help my son?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Erica, you could find a really good web-based program to teach your kid advanced algebra or geometry. Exactly. Save ourselves a lot of tax dollars. Teacher says go to the Internet?
Yeah, I was a little bit peeved about that.
I would be too. All right, Erica, thanks for that. How about Angela? All the moms are jumping in on
this. Moms are loving this.
Angela and Montclair, do you ever need a little, do you hide from your kids, Angela?
No. Well, my children are teenagers now, but I think a lot of parents may have gotten away from just teaching their children to be quiet, to sit down and just kind of be quiet. There were certain times of the day when my daughters were growing up that it was time to sit down, and I passed them out their little books while I cooked dinner, and they would sit there and kind of just be quiet.
So instead of hiding from them, you just sort of said, you know what, you guys need to get under control here. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you just can't have that constant high energy all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not teaching them discipline. I mean, it's kind of twofold. You want to calm things down and also teach them to be a little disciplined. So
right.
It worked out.
All right, Angela, I got to think that you got to start that young. Got to start that young, teaching them how to sit and still and be quiet. Lou in Columbia, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, welcome to the 21st century. You know, I'm questioning why parents even have to put all their business on Facebook. We live in a very narcissistic society now, and we've turned the corner because, you know, parents get more excited about Halloween now than the kids do.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, my parents didn't go out and celebrate Halloween. That was for the kids. So, no, there's a lack of maturity. Of course she wants to spend time for herself because we have a narcissistic society. In terms of the homework, no. Your kids are supposed to just learn how to think. My ex and I used to argue about this because she was totally into grades. And I was totally into my daughter being able to think and figure things out.
Yeah.
That's what will take you further in life. So I don't agree with doing the kids' homework for them. A lot of kid parents did that. Our child went to private school. The parents lived vicariously through their kids. It was competition. Just ridiculous.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. It's 8:22 on WMAL. Coming up, we've got traffic and weather, and then we'll continue with your calls on this. Do you hide from your kids in your own house? 888-630-WMAL.
Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors are a wise choice for your tax preparation. Be impressed by their credentials at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com or call 301-924-2160. Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have their sharp eyes on your best interest.
Speaking of my kids, I just visited them this weekend. And, when I go out to L.A. to see my kids, I always rent a car. I had a Ford Focus. Beautiful Ford. I like Fords. Fords are my last car was a Ford Flex.
That's what my daughter wants.
When I was in Orlando, I had a Focus. Ford Explorer. Fords are great cars. Mm-hmm. I love Fords. And I want to tell you, if you're looking for a Ford, Ted Britt over at Ted Britt Automotive, they've got Fords. They've got Lincolns. They've also got a Chevrolet in there, too. Don't mean to knock the Chevrolets. I just happen to be a big fan of the Ford as well. But they are a great dealership in Northern Virginia. They've got this thing called Ted Britt for Life. This is a program that guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's for new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And they've got great deals, too. If you're looking for a Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln, go check out the wide variety. They've got 1,200 vehicles at their 7 different locations, and they've got prices from $500 to $2,000 below the competition. Just schedule a service right now at one of those Ted Britt locations in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax, and you'll see the entire Ted Britt experience. Or you can also visit them online, tedbritt.com. Once you visit them, you'll be sold. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concerts. New shows just announced. Dolly Parton, Don Henley, Carlos Vives, Boney James, Disney in Concert, Bob Dylan, Ricky Martin, Star Trek Into Darkness with the NSO, and Aretha Franklin. Summer has never sounded better at Wolf Trap. Become a member today and get exclusive access to tickets before they go on sale to the public. Details at wolftrap.org.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ryan. Better news in the district on the freeway, Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound. The crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel finally gone, but it's given us big time delays, so it'll be a while to clear out. But again, lanes open coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Delays on 295 northbound pretty much back to the Beltway. Also puts the pressure on the Suitland Parkway just to merge up onto 295. Naylor Road, Alabama Avenue for the crash. Watch for police direction. George Washington Parkway south of 123 this morning with the slow traffic. And also watch for delays as you make your trip trying to get toward the Chain Bridge. We may have a fender bender, North Glebe Road. You know, it's that windy one-lane road in each direction towards the Chain Bridge, so be very careful there. Each direction across the Legion Bridge, seeing delays in Bethesda and Silver Spring. Backups to 70. Southbound after 109, crash left side. Update brought to you by Pella Windows. Kickstart spring with $300 off per window and $350 off per door. Exclusions apply. Just visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Some rain early on today. We'll work in a little clearing later. Gets windy at times. We'll top out around 70. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, the clouds build back in. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Steady rain early Tuesday. Showers for the afternoon, high 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
47 degrees at 827. Just leave
me alone. Sometimes you need your alone time as a parent. Kate Hudson has an interesting idea. She actually hides in her own home from her children.
Uh-oh.
Andrea in Woodbridge here on WML. Does this make Kate Hudson a bad mother?
Hey, Andrea.
I don't know enough about Kate Hudson to know whether or not she's a bad mom. But hiding from your kids does not make you a bad mother.
All right.
My parents call that date night. but I think the reason that parents are feel more stressed about their kids, because all of my friends with children say this, that they hide from their children. But if you, I live in a neighborhood where there's lots of kids. The only reason I know this is the school bus. You don't see kids playing outside anymore because if you as a parent let your kids go out and play, some crazy nosy neighbor is going to call CPS on you, or if something happens to your kid, you could get put up on criminal charges for child neglect.
Andrea, that's a great point. You let your kids, you know, walk down the street and go to the park or just play in the street, and you're not out there watching them. People think you're neglecting them these days.
Yeah.
It's a great point. 828 right here on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just 2 minutes.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to John Fritz with the Baltimore Sun about Hillary's visit to Maryland and some of the things she said while there. It's all coming up after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is steaming after another win by Ted Cruz.
Now, I spoke with a senior Trump campaign official who acknowledged rather candidly that they were woefully undermanned when it came to Colorado and that it's going to take at least a couple weeks to try and ramp up to get to the point where they can match what Ted Cruz has been putting on the ground in state and county convention after state and county convention.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has gotten a boost from President Obama, who has insisted that he is staying neutral in the Democratic race.
In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Mr. Obama weighed in on the ongoing Justice Department investigation into Clinton's using a private email server while secretary.
I continue to believe that she has not jeopardized America's national security. What I've also said is that, and she's acknowledged, there's a carelessness in terms of managing emails she has owned.
The president emphasized a couple times he does not have contact with the Justice Department regarding any investigation. Clinton herself is expected to be interviewed soon.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
15 former presidents of the American Bar Association are calling on Senate Republicans to put their politics aside and consider President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. The sheriff of Anne Arundel County has been arrested after a domestic issue at his home last night. Sheriff Ronald Baton was taken into custody by county police around 7:30. He's now charged with second-degree assault, which is a misdemeanor. And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has made some last-minute changes to a death penalty bill, deleting a provision to let the state force prisoners to be executed in the electric chair if lethal injection drugs can't be obtained. McAuliffe amended that to allow the state to hire a pharmacy to make up a special batch of lethal drugs if necessary. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,577, the NASDAQ at 48.51. Sports, the Nats beat the Marlins. The O's remain the only unbeaten team in baseball with a win over the Rays. The Wizards win, the Caps lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
Have you been dreaming about your very own hot tub? Then check out the Capital Hot Tub Super Sale. Get 36 months, no interest financing, or a free salt system and hot tub steps. This is a factory-sponsored hot tub sale from America's number one hot tub, Hot Spring Spas. Limited time offer. Come in by this weekend. Located in Clarksburg, Maryland on Frederick Road, or in Fairfax at Waples Mill Road and Route 50, next to Sleepy's. Learn more at CapitalHotTubs.com. That's CapitalHotTubs.com. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Seeing heavy delays all over the region here with this wet pavement on helping the commute. Virginia, 395 as you leave Springfield. The delay most of the way to the belt, most of the way to the 14th Street Bridge. Along the way near the Pentagon, that's where they're looking for the latest incident. On the Beltway, when you leave Springfield, heading up toward Backlick Road near the Robinson Terminal, crash had been in the left lane. 66 right now without any problems, but the big delay is Manassas toward the Beltway. Now, Maryland have some big delays with the crash. 270 southbound after 109. Police tell me they're trying to get it all to the left shoulder now, but delays as you come out of Frederick, 355 with the bailout traffic. And again, a reminder, out of Dickerson, 28 Darnstown Road, essentially now between Martinsburg Road and 109. That'll be closed to about noon. We had a car that hit a utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain early on today. We'll work in a little clearing later. Gets windy at times. We'll top out around 70. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight the clouds build back in. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Steady rain early Tuesday. Showers for the afternoon, high 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Stafford, 48 in Silver Spring, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630. I need your help on April 26th. Here in Baltimore and across Maryland, please sign up to be part of this campaign, to knock on doors, to make phone calls, to be really there with me as we try to take that right fork, that right road into the kind of positive future that we can make for our country. Let's do this together. Thank you, and God bless you, Baltimore.
All right, that was Hillary Clinton making a stop in the free state of Baltimore. She's over in the free state of Maryland in Baltimore, making a campaign stop there. Joining us on the line, John Fritzy with the Baltimore Sun, who's been covering this whole thing. So it sounds like it was a pretty standard campaign event. She's very enthusiastic. How many people were there, and what was the reaction to the crowd?
She got about 1,500 supporters. Obviously, they are all strong supporters if they're standing in line on a Sunday and showing up to this kind of thing. So the crowd was pretty enthusiastic. You had a bunch of elected officials in Maryland who were standing with her, most of them pretty well-known, folks like Senator Mikulski and Senator Cardin and so forth. There was a little bit of news out of the event, which was that Elijah Cummings, the Baltimore Democrat, finally endorsed Clinton. He is the last member of the delegation to do so.
I noticed that there's this line in her speech that just sort of jumps out at me, saying that she wants to pay attention to communities like Baltimore and neighborhoods and regions that have been passed by.
A lot of talk in the speech about, in her address, about Baltimore and Maryland politics. I actually thought it was really interesting. I think it was a little bit more than the standard presidential speech coming in. She mentioned that line. She also specifically mentioned the Red Line. Of course, it's this Baltimore light rail project. It's been hugely controversial in the state. And I think she was sort of tweaking the governor a little bit, Governor Hogan, a Republican, on that issue. She said that she thought the Red Line should have been done. And it hasn't been done because the governor has said it's kind of a wasteful project and doesn't really think it's necessary. And so she did delve into Maryland politics more than I think the usual candidate coming in. She also pointed to the effort in Annapolis to do a paid sick leave bill, which is still underway today.
But in saying that regions have been passed by, isn't she sort of, taking a swipe at the Democratic leaders who've been in charge of Baltimore and the state of Maryland for decades?
And, frankly, in the White House for the last 7 years. Who's been passing them over?
I think that's right. There's an argument to be made on that. Look, I think that it's a very fine line she has to walk in trying to draw distinctions with the Obama administration, but also be widely supportive. Barack Obama remains very popular in Baltimore and Prince George's County and other heavily Democratic parts of the state. So you're right, these guys, particularly Hillary Clinton's in this position of having to embrace him on one level, but also try to differentiate herself. And you know, she's making this argument that she would do more for cities.
Well, but you just suggested that and the red line thing was sort of a swipe at Hogan. So, I mean, it would be interesting to see if people interpret that as a swipe at Hogan. I don't know what Hogan
has said. Well, I think red line was certainly a swipe at Hogan because it's consistent with the Democratic message that Democrats throughout the state have been arguing for a long time. I think you're right that there is this issue of, you know, what exactly has been done for cities like Baltimore. And I think the Obama administration would point to some stuff that they've done, some funding and so forth. But you're right. Again, she has to sort of walk this line, and it can be complicated at times.
Well, and as you point out, you know, a lot of you're talking about Baltimore. You think about the really bad crime problem and a big problem with regard to incarceration of young people for lesser drug offenses. Some people think that's a good idea. Hillary Clinton herself thought that was a good idea back in the 90s. Many point to the Clinton administration's war on drugs and their crime bills back then as part of the problem in Baltimore. I understand there were some protesters at this event.
Absolutely right. There were some Bernie Sanders folks who showed up, were very vocal, holding signs exactly on that issue, talking about the 94 crime bill that Clinton signed, President Clinton signed, that increased penalties for minor drug offenses. And you're right. I mean, that is an issue. It's interesting. Former President Bill Clinton was discussing that yesterday at a separate campaign event in New York and was talking about how sort of acknowledging that, you know, he felt his administration had maybe gone too far on that bill. So that's absolutely something that's come up. But the thing is, despite all that, the polling still looks very, very strong for Clinton in Maryland compared with Bernie Sanders. The recent Washington Post poll, for instance, had her up 15 points. A Baltimore Sun poll from about a month ago had her up a little bit more than that. And so this is still the kind of state she has tended to do well in. We'll obviously see what happens later this month.
Well, it is interesting that Maryland matters this time around. I mean, generally in presidential politics, by the time they get to Maryland, it's all been decided, it's all wrapped up in a big bow, and the nominees have been pretty much chosen. Not true this time.
I think that's right, and it's sort of exciting for Maryland. On the Republican side as well, it may be even more exciting on the Republican side. I think we'll have a better sense of that when we get a little bit closer to the New York primary on April 19th and the days after that primary. I wouldn't be surprised if you see both Cruz and Kasich coming into Maryland because, you know, we're a winner-take-all state, but it's a modified state, so it's by congressional district like a lot of these states are. And even if Trump wins Maryland, which he appears to be doing by polling, these other guys can take some delegates away from him in some of these congressional districts that are more to their favor. And so I think you might see a real fight. And you're right. Usually, because we're so late, nobody really cares. We got a little bit of action in 12. Some of the Republicans came through. I think Newt Gingrich was here and some others. But I think there's the potential for it to be much heavier this time around than it has been in the past.
All right. If I remember right, Newt and Callista were just on their way home. They just passed through Maryland.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know,
they're heading. John Fritzy with the Baltimore Sun. Thank you so much. Great to have you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It's 844 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just 2 minutes.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Listen, it's rainy out there, but it is springtime. And you know, when you start your week on a Monday and it's raining out, you know, it's easy to sort of get into those doldrums, right? So listen to your buddy Larry here. I got an idea for you. This is going to be a great thing for you, and it's going to be great for somebody special and important in your life. Why don't you do something special for them and send them beautiful roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. That's right. It's not that special day in February, and it's not, you know, a Mother's Day, and it's not, you know, whatever other holiday that you usually send flowers for. It's not her birthday. It's not an anniversary. Just do it because she's special and she's important, and that's a great way to start this week on a great foot, and you will feel great about it. She's going to feel great about it. Do it, please. People love receiving roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. You're going to love sending them, and right now, you know what's coming. It's a special offer just for you because you listen every morning here. A dozen beautiful assorted roses, and then if you order that, you'll get another dozen roses and a vase for free. That's if you do it this week only. $29.99 for that price. Think about that. That's two dozen, 24 full bouquet of roses and a vase for $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And big delays continue Maryland through Hillendale and White Oak. The crash southbound New Hampshire Avenue, essentially south of Lockwood Drive and north of Powder Mill Road, north of the Beltway, right near the Hillendale Fire Station. But we had the left side blocked in each direction. Huge southbound delay. So you need to plan accordingly because you're going to hit the southbound delays of New Hampshire Avenue almost back at Randolph Road. So it is going to be a slow go, and that would continue past Colesville and down towards the Beltway. On 29, getting past that exit, very slow, and then continue down toward Trader Joe's, working your way toward Four Corners. Beltway, it's just been about the volume right now through Silver Spring and Bethesda on the inner loop. That's the Bethesda slowdown. 270 southbound, it was multiple cars involved in the crash south of 109, and that's why it took so long to clear. Now out of the travel lanes, 11-mile backup as a result. Tough go in the district, but lanes reopened as well. On the southeast-southwest freeway westbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel, watch for delays off the 11th Street Bridge and 295. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies, rain early on, little clearing later. Gets windy. We get up to around 70. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance for late night showers, low 57. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by McCarthy Services.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, we always like to take a look at how crime is rising in the nation's capital. It has not been a good 18 months here to start the Bowser administration with regard to crime, specifically with regard to homicides. And every time we just did the story last week about these roving gangs on ATVs that are
frightening,
terrorizing D.C. citizens. You know, there's a whole lot of nasty, nasty crime out there. And now we sadly have to bring your attention to a notorious criminal who is now reared his ugly head. You know, this guy used to be, this was like the an Al Capone in his own right.
Guy. I remember this on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The Hamburglar. Bye-bye.
I'll stop this Hamburglar guy.
And that's how Hamburglar got his stripes.
Yep, that's right. The Hamburglar is back in D.C. And, well, his tastes have gotten a little bit better, too.
He's moved up to a better grade of burger.
Listen to this amazing story. An unidentified man snuck inside, and I'm reading this from the Washington Post, snuck inside a closed Five Guys in Columbia Heights in the middle of the night, in the middle of last month, and made himself a meal before stealing a bottle of water and then leaving the premises. D.C. police are investigating this. He broke into a Five Guys and made himself a cheeseburger.
Yeah, well,
and then grabbed some water and headed out.
Yeah, it looks like he turns on the grill and flipped some burgers there on the grill, and then went to the Coke machine, got a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You need a Five Guys,
and the Five Guys is closed. What are you going
to
do?
I wonder if this is related to legalized marijuana in the nation's capital.
I have no idea.
Cheeseburger, which is the single cheese. You know, I usually just get the little cheeseburger. I hope you don't think less of me, but I just get the little cheeseburger. I don't get the double situation.
Well, if you're going to go for a Five Guys, why don't you get the double cheeseburger?
I get the little cheeseburger.
With bacon.
It's $5.69 for a little cheeseburger without the bacon. There's no details here about whether he made bacon or not. I'm sure police are withholding. You know how like they withhold certain aspects of
the
crime?
Well, because you want to, if you find somebody that has information, that's the way you verify whether the information is good or not.
Exactly.
So the bacon could be a very important clue in solving this hamburger crime.
The last thing we need is a copycat, though. This would be a bad thing. Can you imagine people start breaking in? If you were to do this, though, would you like risk the whole breaking and entering thing and the grand larceny and all that stuff for Five Guys? Or would I find you like in the back kitchen at Morton's?
Yeah.
You know, getting some dry aged, throwing that on
that onion bread they have.
Exactly. If you're going to get in trouble, go for something
go for a good steak, right.
Thanks for listening to the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast from 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Listen for the latest weekday mornings 5 to 9 and download more free original content daily from WMAL.com.